You're listening to SBS News.
Residents of Shepparton in Victoria's northeast face long queues once again after some were turned away from testing centres. Health officials apologised and promised more resources. About 400 people are isolating in the regional city after three cases emerged on Tuesday. Premier Daniel Andrews says testing everyone that needs to be tested in Shepparton will take time.
It's not like queuing up for anything else. You've got to keep your distance. The people taking the test have got to be absolutely attuned to infection control. They've got to prevent infections. The last thing we want is this virus being spread at a testing centre. That would be a very bad outcome for everybody involved. So it's always going to be a complex task, or at least a painstaking task. It's going to take some time. But we have a very significant capacity to be able to flex up when we have an outbreak like this.
The virus was brought to the town on September 29, when an infected truck driver visited several regional centres that day, but didn't initially tell contact tracers that he'd also driven as far north as Shepparton. The commander of coronavirus testing in Victoria, Jerome Wymer, says people who test positive and are interviewed by contact tracers need to realise their confidentiality will be protected.
It is like an interview with a doctor. It is completely confidential. Nobody else sees those records. There is no other referral action taken. The only thing that matters is where you've been and who you may have been in contact with. So it is an absolutely strict, confidential process, which is entirely within that framework. That is the important period of time for us to understand where people have been, so we can identify and protect other members of the community. The quicker we can do that, the less we see the scenes that we've seen in Shepparton in the last 24 hours.
Victoria reported another six new cases and no new deaths. Premier Andrews defended the Victorian restrictions, but says there'll be some easing come Sunday when announcements are made. One change being modelled is a possible extension of a 5-kilometre travel restriction for Melburnians to 20 kilometres from their homes. The 14-day rolling average for new cases in Melbourne is now down to 8.9, while regional Victoria's is 0.6. New South Wales had 11 new cases, including six that were locally acquired. Three of those infections are linked to the Lakemba GP clinic cluster, while another is a household contact of a positive case in the town of Bargo. The source of the other two community cases are under investigation. Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chant says it appears there have been several transmission chains.
Recent period highlights that there must have been three or four chains of transmission of COVID occurring which were unrecognised. And the question we always have is, if we've found these ones, how many were missing?
Dr. Chant says the unlinked mystery cases of community transmission are the ones she worries about the most.
And I'm really very concerned, particularly if I get those locally acquired cases that are not linked to a known cluster.
A Victorian woman who hid in her husband's freight truck has been fined along with her truck driving husband after a police officer discovered her in the cabin during a routine inspection at Gundawindi near the Queensland-New South Wales border.
As a result of my checks on the device, I've identified that there may be another person inside the truck, so that's why I've had a look and I've located you and they're hiding behind the seat. Well, at the end of the day, I'm going to refuse you entry to Queensland based on the information that I have provided, okay? But what's also going to occur is you'll be receiving infringement notices as a result of it.
Queensland reported one new case being a return traveller who'd been in Uganda, Dubai and Papua New Guinea. Deputy Premier Stephen Miles says she returned to Cairns on a flight with 15 others.
They had also returned from overseas, so no cause for great concern from this case. If anything, it underlines just how effective our hotel quarantine program and our testing program is, and it's a credit to the Cairns Hospital and Health Service.
Western Australia had five return travellers test positive. The state has gone 6 months without a case of community transmission. WA, Queensland and Tasmania are among states and territories imposing border closures. During a visit to North Queensland, Prime Minister Scott Morrison reiterated his position that border restrictions should not be used for political gain.
Boasting about borders for politics is not health policy. Having borders for health reasons is health policy and should only be justified on those grounds, and it shouldn't be done in a double standards way. It should be done fairly and it should be done compassionately. And I've, you know, made many private representations on those issues over the last few months.
And thousands of Australians stranded overseas could soon be repatriated under an expansion of quarantine processing in Darwin. There are reports the Howard Springs facility will be used to process 1,000 people per month on flights from London and India that will be underwritten by the federal government. An official announcement is expected after National Cabinet meets on Friday. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Dyatt, SBS News.